There are plenty of smart devices. Which ones do you need? Written by Eric Glasson from Kwikset. There's no shortage of electronic devices that use Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, Z-Wave, or some other protocol to perform a specific function. In that sense, they can be properly be referred to as smart. But there is a more critical question that must be asked. Is it smart to buy them? Now, far be it from me to tell a consumer what he or she wants or needs. If someone wants to monitor their dental hygiene with a smart toothbrush, then have at it. If they feel that their life will not be complete without a smart diaper monitor to know when their baby pees and poops, I won't stand in their way, although the smell test has been pretty effective. And even if they decide that owning a robotic kitten designed to soothe stress by nibbling on your finger like an infant, I am not making this up, is a non-negotiable, then I say, nibble away. Clearly, there is smart home technology that can truly make our lives safer and better. Conversely, there are smart gadgets that, by any standard, are completely frivolous. Not that there's anything wrong with that. And there's a lot of stuff somewhere in between. Whatever devices the consumer is willing to purchase is a matter between them and their pocketbooks. After taking a quick trip through the metaverse, I believe that smart devices fall into three distinct categories. Ones that make life safer and more convenient. Ones that make life more convenient. Number three, not sure what this does. I'm probably a little biased, but I happen to think that smart locks fit squarely in the safer and more convenient category. Not only do they provide excellent physical security, but they afford the user features that can enhance the level of security. Features such as audit trails to see who came in and when, including your own family members, remote access for service people and caregivers, and the ability to lock or unlock the door from thousands of miles away. Many other smart devices can be classified the same way, especially when it comes to security. Cameras, doorbells, sensors, lighting, even shades are just a sample. Like smart locks, these technologies provide a welcome layer of security that brings peace of mind to those consumers who use them. Occupying the middle ground are a plethora of smart devices that, while they don't make the consumer lives safer, add a measure of convenience that truly takes the drudgery out of menial and tedious tasks. Think robot vacuums, smart televisions, and coffee makers. I even came across a smart refrigerator that can be connected to other compatible appliances, letting you preheat your oven and alerting you when the laundry is done. Now that just reeks of convenience. And let's not overlook the omnipresent smart home assistants. The not sure what this is category more or less speaks for itself. These are products that sort of make you shake your head and wonder about their genesis. Were consumers really clamoring for them? Do they replace a task so menial and distasteful that you get down on your knees to pay homage to their creator? As I mentioned earlier, the decision of what smart products to buy is a personal decision. Still, it seems a bit of a stretch to believe that the world really needed a showerhead with a waterproof Bluetooth speaker, allowing you to link your phone and sing your favorite songs, off-key of course, while cleaning yourself up. Or a smart alarm clock rug whose alarm only turns off when you stand on it for at least 3 seconds. Technically, there is a fourth category, which I'll call, what were they thinking? There are plenty of entrants that more than qualify, but two stood out in my Google search. A smart deodorant created to disperse the perfect amount of product to ensure both user comfort and sustainable use. There is also a pair of smart flip-flops that will send customers prompts about discounts or special promotions. The fact is, smart technology has helped deliver a wide range of products that increase our safety, bring a level of convenience to our lives, and perhaps offer nothing more than a bit of fun, while others are, to put it bluntly, somewhat suspect. It's easy to lose your way in this vast sea of intelligent products. This is just a reminder that some companies have a mission to make you and your family safer and more secure. Let's not let those devices get confused with the others. They deserve their own spot on the smart device food chain. Something to think about as you're using your smart toaster to burn "I love you" into a piece of marble rye.